track three, and this track will be in Precy of the Boxing Day edition. The Advertiser published an edition on Boxing Day, and here's a very brief summary of its contents. The edition was dominated by stories about proposed housing developments in Teignbridge. First, the latest plans for part of the Big Warborough development have been rejected by Teignbridge District Council for a variety of reasons. Meanwhile, BATS have put paid to plans for the next stage of the so-called NA2 development to the northwest of Newton Abbott, just off the main road to Bovey Tracy. Finally, the council have refused an application to build homes on Aller Copse because of the loss of trees. These stories sit alongside a report that the government has set a new target of an additional 1,090 homes to be built each year in Teignbridge. This compares with a current target of 717 new homes. We shall no doubt be hearing a lot more on this subject over the coming year. New digital screens will be popping up in Newton Abbott Town Centre, despite one objector claiming that they are part of a massive medical experiment. 8 smart hubs will be installed, carrying advertising messages and information. They will have Wi-Fi connections, phone links to the emergency services, and a locked compartment housing defibrillators and medicines to help deal with drug overdoses. A student from Dawlish has been recognised by the University of Worcester. Mayor Goldsworthy was awarded the LLB Prize for Academic Achievement, recognising her outstanding work throughout the academic year. The 19-year-old is a second-year Law with Politics student. There are a number of stories about donations of one kind or another. Businesses in Teignmouth have donated more than 260 mince pies to the Teignmouth Community Food Larder. Students, staff, families at the South Devon Technical College have been donating items to a local food bank, and Tesco's at King's Stainton, the shoppers have donated 3,286 meals worth of Long Life food items to the store's winter food collection. Staff were overwhelmed by the generosity of customers. Finally, £3,000 has been donated to local charities thanks to the Cuddly Toy Gang. The group hosts charity bingo sessions each month at Ashcombe Village Hall, and a recent Christmas-themed session saw 5 charities receive a share. The family announcements were confined to 2 death announcements. These were Keith Robert Early, whose funeral service will take place on the 7th of January at Lavender House, Ashburton, at 11 a.m, and also Kenneth John Collier, whose funeral has already taken place. Donations in memory of Kenneth were for the RNLI or the Alzheimer's Society. The sports news was pretty much confined to the Totnes Men's Skittles League and a summary of the season so far in the SWPL Football League.